Number 30, obligations, foundations, and roots. Beginning the first parak of the Mesillas Yesharim, we have to start with the title. A title tells us a lot, and therefore it's incumbent upon us to even be medayik in the words of the titles that the Mesillas Yesharim gave to his first parak. B'zeir klal chovas ha'adam be'olamo. An explanation of the general duty of man in the world. Chova. Obligations. Being used to the American Constitution and generally just listening to the news, lawsuits, in America, people don't talk about chiyuvim. They talk about their rights. These are our inalienable rights, says the Declaration of Independence. These are our rights. We have rights. There are things that belong to us. We deserve certain things. These are our rights. That's not the way that Judaism focuses its laws. The laws of Judaism are rotating around our chiyuvim, our obligations towards mostly our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even our Ben Adam Chavero obligations could be tied into our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the mitzvah of the Achlu Rech Lekamochem. We have obligations, we have duties, we have requirements. It creates a totally different mindset. A person who focuses in on his rights is focusing in on himself. Me. This is what I get. Me. My rights. While a person whose attitude is focused on his chiyuvim, his obligations, focuses on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me? How do I best fulfill my duty in this world towards the Rabbanu Shalom? It's a totally different focus, not focusing on ourselves, but rather focusing on the Rabbanu Shalom. This is a concept which I heard many times from our Mashkiach, Rav Moshe Yagid. Many times. We believe in chiyuvim. We don't have a law system that's based on rights. Of course, within Jewish laws, there are certain exclusive rights that a person has, but you can even break those down into chiyuvim if you look at them carefully. Begins the Mesillas Yesharim. Yesod hachasidus v'shoresh ha'avodah ha'tzmima. The foundation of saintliness and the roots of perfection in the service of the Rabbanu Shalom. Notice the first four words. Each word starts with a letter, but if you put those letters together, it spells Yudke Vavke. The Mesillas Yesharim wrote Hashem's name right into the beginning of the first words of his first chapter to tell us that everything that I'm telling you here is L'shem Shemayim. The goal of what I'm trying to do in writing the Sefer is to help you. I'm not doing it, I'm not giving mussar to others because I'm a Baal Geifer. Because I think that I'm better than you. He's telling you I have focused my Sefer to be totally L'shem Shemayim. What is this Yisod HaChassidus V'Shor HaShavod HaTznima Hu She'Yisbayer V'Yisav HaSeitz Kol Adam, that should be clarified and known to be true to every person. Ma Chovaso Ba'Olamo. What is his obligation in the world? And towards what should he be aspiring and working on his entire life? Let's be medayik in the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. Let's start with the first word, yesod. Yesod means the foundation. What is a foundation? A foundation to a building is where you dig into the ground, a certain distance down, you fill it with concrete, steel, very strong material. The stronger you make the foundation, the wider you make the base, the foundation, the higher the building will eventually be able to go. Therefore, the Mesillas Yesharim starts by telling us we have to make sure that we have these foundations that will allow us to go to the infinite levels of Avodas Hashem. In fact, this is what high school is all about. High school is the foundation. By cementing and making a strong, deep base, a foundation for all of our future growth, we'll be able to grow much higher than the next person. This applies very much also, let's say, specifically to learning. The stronger your foundation is in the basics of how to learn, the stronger you'll be later in life when you go to higher level shiur. I had a chavrusa years ago who started out the first year base medrash. He was pretty young actually. He was considered very bright. He moved to the second year base medrash shiur, and they wanted to move into the third year shiur already, Pesach time of that second year. And he told the Hanhala, no, I want to work on my foundations. This second year shiur is really teaching me how to think on a very high level. It's not the highest level, it's not the third year shiur, but it's getting those basics ingrained and imprinted into my mind and into me. And that's what he did. He stayed for another full year, actually. And so finally he moved up. And I can tell you, I was his chavrusa in the third year shiur in Eretz Yisrael. And he was probably the best one in the shiur. And the chances are that that was true because his basics, his foundations, were very strong. This is a title that sometimes we have. If somebody likes to skip, a lot of people like to skip. I'm right down. Let me skip. Let me skip. I'll skip from 9th grade straight to 12th grade. I'll skip. I'm such a genius. I can do it. But the truth is, you'll be missing some of the basics. You might understand the 12th grade shiur. I'm just giving a muscle. But you might be missing some of the basics of what can be gotten out of a 10th grade shiur. Out of an 11th grade shiur. Those basics won't be emphasized in a 12th grade shiur, and you might miss those. You might not have that for the rest of your life. And what builds off those basics, you might never fully comprehend or understand. The stronger the foundation is in anything, in any mitzvah, in anything that we do in our Avodas Hashem, the higher we'll be able to grow. What's the point of building a yesod? Why do we build a foundation? It's to support a building, or in the case of our Yiddishkeit, to support a dream. A dream. I'm building a foundation in high school to my Yiddishkeit, to my life, to support a dream. What's my dream? What's this dream that I'm trying to make the basics of while I'm here in high school? To some people, the dream, their aspirations, their goals in life, is to make $500,000 a year. That's their dream. To have a six-bedroom house, have two cars. That's their dream. That's what they aspire towards. And you feel it. I have to do well on this test, on that test, and another test so that I can get into college, into medical school, and eventually I'm going to fulfill my dream. So my foundations have to be very strong. Very strong. On the other hand, there's a different dream that needs a different foundation. A Jewish dream. A dream of Yiddishkeit. A dream of I want to become a Gadol B'Torah. That's a dream. I want to become a big Talmud Chacham. I want to become a Rosh Hashiva. That's a dream. A Ma'avit Torah, a dream. I want to reach towards that. I need to get the tools now. I need to make that foundation now. The stronger my foundation is now, the easier it'll be towards achieving that skyscraper, the ultimate dream. That's the point of the Yesod. Says in the Mesillas Yesharim, Yesod HaChasidus, the foundation, is that you have to know and understand what's your obligation in the world. Once you know that, then you'll know what you should be aspiring towards, what your goal should be. And then you might actually achieve it if the foundation is made strong. And the Mesillas Yesharim continues, V'shoresh pa'avodah ha'tmima, the roots of pure and complete avodas Hashem. What's a shoresh? What's a root? What is our root? Our roots are our yeshiva. A root attaches the tree and the growth of the tree to the ground. It gets its yanika, it gets its nourishment from the ground. If our roots are in our yeshiva, we're plugged into our yeshiva, then that nourishment becomes part of us. And it allows us to grow. And as far as we branch out in life, wherever we end up, whatever profession we're in, we continue to draw from those roots. Therefore, it's important during those years that we are in yeshiva to make sure that the roots are very strong. We can't think, yeah, I'll wait till I'm a little older, then I'll start benching properly. The roots have to be taken well care of here in yeshiva. These are the roots. The benching has to be a certain type of a benching. The davening has to be a certain type of a davening. Chesed activities have to be taught to us and trained while we're here in yeshiva. We will gain our nourishment for the rest of our life, no matter how far the tree branches out. We gain all this from our roots, from yeshiva. We remember back later in life, remember those days I was in yeshiva? You remember the davening Yom Noroim in yeshiva? That Yom Kippur, now I'm in a shul, it's not the same davening as it was in yeshiva. But I remember that davening, and I have a moment of inspiration in the middle of Ne'ilah. And I got kapara for that year. My roots. So therefore, while we're here in yeshiva, we have to try as much as we can to build that foundation, make it strong, and to really work on those roots, making sure that the roots are well taken care of. And you know, the Mesillas Yesharim says that this is something, Asher hu omel kol yimei chayav. It's something that we have to toil in. It needs work. We can't be lazy. These things need work. Benching doesn't come by itself. Davening doesn't come by itself. It doesn't happen just by itself. I don't become a super learner just by itself. I don't even become a good Balmidos by itself. It doesn't happen. No one is naturally a Balmidos. Definitely not the perfection. Some people may have an inherent nature that seems nicer than others. It's true. So they're lucky. They were born with the genes, the family. But now there's still more. It takes work. It takes amelus. And it's an amelus, which the Mesillas Yesharim says is kolim echayot, your whole life. It doesn't stop after yeshiva. The Vilna Gaon used to say, if you feel that you can stop growing, you may as well be dead. You may as well be dead. A dead person doesn't grow. The Vilna Gaon says this. A dead person doesn't grow. If you feel you achieved all the growth that you want to, that's it, I'm done, you may as well be dead. You have to constantly be striving to grow. A person can't say, ad kan v'sulo, till here, that's it. You can't say that. I'm enough, I'm fine the way I am. No one has the right to say that unless they're dead. And then hopefully they are fine. I hope so. Because by then it's just too late. You can't do anything. We're put on this world to grow. We're put on this world to grow. So if we focus on ma'ko v'osu b'olama, what's our obligation in the world? Our chiyuvim, instead of just our rights. We're willing to be omel, to work on this, to make our shrushim very strong so we can get nourishment from the rest of our life and build our yesodos, then hopefully we'll be able to achieve this goal. We'll be able to achieve this goal of avodat tmima, of having perfection in the service of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.